So it's Monday again. It's the 9th. We have a small group, three of which will be talking right now and being recorded. We were, as soon as Mr. Penguin's ready to go, he'll tell us what's going on with NH.
Can you guys hear me okay? I had my microphone on top of my head.
Well, you were far away.
Okay. That's funny. Okay, that's better. All right. He'll tell us what's going on with NHExit.us now that Ian's in jail for, in prison for who knows how many years.
For essentially no crime whatsoever, but, you know.
Yeah, so we'll, but yeah, and that's another thing that the federales are doing, so. The federal government keeping us safe.
Yeah.
So
are you guys able to hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
This Sunday we had another booth out on the streets in Keene, so we talked to a few people. What was interesting is that we didn't have any negative comments. We just had positive comments or people that weren't sure about leaving. I'm amazed how many people I ask if we should leave or stay that can't, they don't want to say, or they don't know. And they'll say, well, I have to think about it. I say, well, what do you think about right now? You know?
Yeah.
At this moment, what do you think? You know, so.
What do you think today?
Yeah, I mean, so one of the most interesting one was that guy that said he wanted to know what RFK Jr. thought.
Yeah, which is interesting because why would you want to know what a politician thought? Why don't you come with your own opinion?
Yeah, I guess he really liked RFK Jr. I don't know if this was before RFK Jr. said he's running as an independent. Probably not. I mean, this guy was a lifelong Democrat, and he wanted to know what RFK Jr. thought. And I think RFK Jr. sidestepped the issue, right?
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that he's for New Hampshire leaving. So that was one of the people we talked to in Keene. It's funny. The younger folks don't interact with us much, but older people do. And, it was not nice weather, so we didn't have a lot of people to talk to. And we'll see what happens next. We might have to start taking our booth to indoor events.
Yeah.
Or something. We'll have to figure out something.
That would be fun. We should go to the courthouse and set up a booth right there.
Inside the courthouse?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, come on.
Which courthouse?
We'll just find one and start setting up.
We could try to set up outside the federal courthouse. We could have a court hearing about the feds outside the federal courthouse. And then we'd have to oust them. Yeah. So Mr. Penguin, what would you say to people that are listening to these podcasts as their way of keeping up with stuff? What would you say is going on with NHExit.us?
So Ian was the one who is like taking care of NHExit.us, and as you guys, I'm imagining, well, everybody here anyway, is probably well aware that he is now been sentenced to 8 years in prison, and unfortunately, and he may be out in 4.5 to 5 years, but nonetheless, in the meantime, I am able to administer the NHExit.us website, so we will continue on.
Okay.
With that, as if he was here, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So that kind of stuff will just keep going. We just won't have him doing anything.
So my question is, what about the PR lady Ian established rapport with? Does anyone else have any contact with her?
That is what I am in the air about, and I don't know the answer to that. I can probably find out, but I don't know I don't know yet, and I didn't think to ask earlier today when I was when I went. There was a meetup I went to with Bonnie, and she is in contact with Ian, so probably that would have been the time to ask, but I forgot to ask. I didn't think to ask at that point. So I'll try to reach out to her and see if she knows, or maybe Matt knows, or somebody else that's not here.
Yeah, okay. We'll find out from her to see if he's gonna, you know, if you guys are gonna continue to keep paying her and stuff like that, because she was interacting with you guys and the pack and possibly one or two other people, right? So we'll see if that keeps happening.
I don't think he's stopping from being paid, as I understand, for like at least a month, something like that. So I think that's a full speed ahead with that, and that's an issue at this point for at least the foreseeable future, immediate foreseeable future, to keep her off if we want to. I don't know for sure any of the details, so that's something we'll have to look
at. Yeah. Okay. Whenever you talk fast, the connection has trouble keeping up with you. That's what I'm hearing. Okay, so that's...
We're losing packets on Penguin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... Now, Riley and I were bouncing around the ideas this morning about having one of us, you know, next time we do an outdoor booth, we're just going to be doing the NH Exit one. So we'd have some more manpower. I was thinking that in the future, maybe we need to have one of us running for president of New Hampshire. And that could be a
booth joke
next to New Hampshire exit. And yeah, that way we'd have one of us running for president of New Hampshire, you know, in 2028 or something like that. And that way people can say, you guys are lunatics, or you know, wonder, what on earth are you talking about? We go, no, as soon as New Hampshire's its own country, you know, I want to run for president. And that way we can discuss what that particular person who's running wants to do. I thought that would be kind of funny. We'll see how we'll keep thinking about that.
Well, I love the idea of political signs, bird signs, for having somebody run for president, like you're suggesting.
Yeah, so
great for you.
One of the things I'm thinking about is, you know, one of the three ideas I had was nobody running, Riley running, or General Stark running. You know, so if General Stark was running, then people like Riley and I would just be, you know, people that work for him on the campaign. The guy would never actually show up at our events. So those are some of the ideas. We can keep thinking about that. What else should we talk about? Should we talk about Ian, what happened to Ian, if for people that are interested, or do you think they're getting that somewhere else?
I would think that a lot of people are aware of what's happened to Ian. I mean, we can talk about it if we want to. I think all of us mm-hmm. have hashed it out in various circles or whatever. But it's a tragedy that he was arrested for essentially a victimless crime, and the federal government wanted to make him look like he was the big romance scammer of all romance scammers or affiliated with them. Mm-hmm. And they must have done a good job, because people bought into the lie, and now Ian is in a cage. So it's frustrating that Ian is in a cage, but for someone who likes this sort of thing, I mean, they picked a good person to put in a cage because he likes this sort of thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
A good person for us, right? Because
yeah.
I wouldn't want to be in a cage.
I wouldn't either.
Well, you know, do we have to negotiate, you know, as we are seceding, or do we need to negotiate with Washington, D.C. that we won't destroy Washington, D.C. as long as they give up our political prisoners?
Maybe.
Is this what we need to do? That might be a general. That might be a General Stark move.
Yeah. Goes back Ian Freeman. We won't nuke Washington.
Yeah, we won't have to do that sort of thing.
I love running on the campaign slogan, we won't bomb Washington if you release our political.
Goes back Ian Freeman. We won't nuke Washington.
Yeah, exactly. So if anybody's listening to this, one of the things we're needing is people who can make New Hampshire exit memes. I need memes to spread around. So if anybody is good at messing around with Photoshop or whatever, or cartoons, we need memes. And that could be one of them where we're, in one little panel of a cartoon talking about that we won't nuke Washington, D.C. if you just give us five or six of our prisoners.
which prisoners do you want them to give us, though?
Dave Ridley had the idea that, the Texas guys got contacted by Russia a few mm-hmm. years ago. And his idea was, if we ever get contacted by somebody like that, that what we should do is we have our people talk to them, but only in exchange for some sort of humanitarian thing like releasing prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
That you try to move something forward positively. Instead of people just thinking we hang out with Russians, that sort of thing. So I can't picture how that would happen in the future, but yeah, I mean, who knows what happens? It's kind of uncharted territory for us. Another thing we could think about is if we had enough people that wanted to come to these meetings just to have a way of chatting about NHExit, but not have it be recorded, do you think we'd have enough people that would want to do that on a different occasion, a different night or something? Or do we already have as many meetings as we possibly could do? What do you guys think?
I think we have, I don't want to say too many meetings, but I don't think we like, it tends to be the case that we haven't accomplished that much that we need to talk about at these meetings. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe certain times a year, you know, maybe we need more meetings, but if anything, I think we have them once a week. I mean, yeah. I don't know how much really in a 1 week period. Don't get me wrong. I mean, maybe Ian is, on top of things on a weekly basis, but I think the rest of us are not.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. The only other, I can't imagine us having a bunch to talk about, but only if we started having people that wanted to come and just talk and not plan and scheme like us. Cause yeah, we don't have that much to discuss and announce every week. So, it doesn't, and we don't, half the people that are active with NHExit can't come, every week. Matt was going to and the pack was going to make an announcement today or tomorrow, and hand out press releases, with regard to the two bills, right? So that was going to happen here pretty soon. But for those of us that are on this call and or listening to it, they already know about it. So it's trying to get it out to other people. Did you notice that Dave did, I don't know if he was doing a video for you or somebody else, Mr. Penguin, when he did that, he asked that 19-year-old state rep what she knew about the secession bills, and she knew about them. So that's good. This is a person who's new to the state house and already knows about it. So yeah,
there's a whole, the Democrat apparently Democrats have apparently made a whole like advertising campaign in regards to the NH exit thing. So they're up in arms about it already. Mm-hmm. Like four or five things that they're.
Good. We're on the target. We are on the target. Dang
yeah.
It.
We are definitely one of their major targets. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're talking about that campaign where they're saying that the New Hampshire GOP is doing these five bad things or something like that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of them was, and it's always funny because they're talking about different things and then they also throw in, and these crazy people want to secede. So, yeah, that's good. Yeah. We'll have to see if they're doing that more. I haven't seen anything more about that in the last couple days, but I wonder. I'm hoping that the PAC will keep doing stuff that makes the Democrats really bothered.
Well, I mean, the Democrats are fighting for their life in New Hampshire as it is, so they definitely aren't going to want to be. They don't definitely don't want to see independence for New Hampshire because it'll mean that there's even more freedom. So they don't want.
Yeah, and less power for them to take control of the state.
Yeah, they're dependent at a federal level, on the Democrats being successful because they ain't being successful in New Hampshire. That's for sure.
Yep. I'm looking at the New Hampshire Democratic Party Twitter feed. So I'll see if there's something here. They're mostly mad at Trump.
Man, people are just still obsessed over that dude.
Well, you never know. He might become president of the United States again.
Oh, God.
I dislike Trump, but oh, please, please become president of the United States again just to piss off the Democrats. Because, oh, my God. Their reaction is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't see anything, but I'll keep buzzing down their thing and see if there's any more. You know, this is a painful thread to follow with the New Hampshire Democratic Party posts. I'm glad I don't follow them. Yikes. They're having a peaceful protest to stop Trump today at Kingswood Regional High School. So that seems to be their main thing they're mad about.
How's a peaceful protest going to stop Trump?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
We're planning on doing peaceful stuff to secede, so that's bigger than keeping Trump out.
Yeah, I think so too.
it would be funny to go in and troll them and be like, "Oh yeah, we're anti-Trump too, and we're in support of peaceful actions. We think we should secede from the United States.
That way, we don't have to worry about that Trump guy,
right?
Yeah, there's the only way to guarantee that Trump isn't your president is if we're not part of the United States.
I'm sure that's going to go over real well with the Democrats.
Yeah. Have a strategy session with some Democrats. That's funny.
Oh, you know what would be really funny is if we did if we promoted amongst the Democrats keeping Trump out of New Hampshire, because they would absolutely think it was a Democrat thing. And when they show up, it'll actually be this independence thing.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
We gotta keep guys like Trump out.
Yeah, Trump is an evil man. Keep him out.
I think Trump was talking in New Hampshire today.
Oh,
that might be why they were doing a thing.
I know he was coming up. I don't know if it was today or not, but. Yep. All right. So what else is happening?
That's it for me. That's all I know.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything more than I said either. So.
Okay.
I don't have anything either. I'm just here supporting everybody on their their grand schemes of independence.
Okay, well, I'll stop my recording here after 20 minutes or so, and then and we'll catch people again next week for this thing.
Sounds like a plan.
See you guys later.